Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your week from 4 p.m. Which, of course, is just today and tomorrow. Now we begin, of course, with the Champions League, where Chelsea beat Dynamo Zagreb. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
A goal on his debut for Denis Zakaria settled it. All the goals coming in the first half. Graham Potter will be happy with that. Chelsea win the group. They knew that already. But the postscript to this game is the injury to Ben Chilwell, who, as I speak, is hobbling towards us from the far side of the field with two Chelsea physio staff either side of him helping him off the pitch.
It's a blow to see him pull up like that. Not a great sight, so we fingers crossed when we get it scanned it isn't as bad like you say. It can be not as severe, but we have to fingers crossed at the moment, but clearly we're disappointed.
All I can think about is this guy missing out on a World Cup, what it does for England's chances at the World Cup, and about the player himself. Absolutely devastating.
Hey, you are absolutely spot on. I feel deflated. We should all be really happy, especially from a Chelsea point of view, but I feel absolutely deflated to see him not just hobbling off, he couldn't put any kind of pressure on the ground at all, and that looks like a serious hamstring injury to me.
The World Cup is where it is. You can't move that now, right? And this was always going to happen. You'd have to be a scientist to work out that actually these type of injuries, because so many games have been squeezed in, these Champions League games, you're absolutely right, you said a minute ago, this game is normally played around about the 10th or 11th or 12th, around about there, of December. This is 5-6 weeks earlier. What do you expect? You've squeezed in a whole Champions League round, plus the Premier League's coming, plus now you've got the Carabao Cup coming up next week.
It's crazy.
What do you do? This is what happens when you've got a World Cup in the middle of a season.
Players are dropping like flies, Jason. You know, we keep going on about it. Mm. The amount of fixtures that they're having to squeeze in. Cancel the last round of the games in the Premier League to give them a bit of breathing space.
Who's going
to
do that?
The Premier League should do it.
Well, the FA
should get involved.
The Premier League doesn't care about England.
And they're not protecting the players. The players are not getting protected. It's as simple as that, Jace. There's too many games and there's too many injuries. And England are going to suffer.
You've got guys that are risking absolutely everything for Premier League games. You've got, obviously, Ben Chilwell, who's probably going to be one of our solid England players, as you rightly said, won't be in for the World Cup. The Footballing Association the FA need to look at this, not just from a let's cram as many games in, because obviously the unfortunate events of the Royal Family as well, that's an even bigger strain on it on top of it. So then you've got to fit even more games in. Mm-hmm. You know, at what point did the FA look at this and think, we are absolutely going to kill these guys, not just from a physical standpoint, but from a mental standpoint.
It was a difficult first half for Man City, but they certainly come up with the answers in the second half. They will look forward to November the 7th when the Champions League draw is made. Man City 3, Sevilla 1.
Grealish took off at half-time. Look, overall in the performance, was you happy?
Yeah, Grealish was fine. You're just talking about Chilwell not getting taken off, playing in a dead rubber. So maybe Pep should do in Gareth's favour because he's going to go to the World Cup. You might be saying the same thing if he'd have played 90 minutes and pulled his hamstring in the last minute.
Jack was the best player in the first half, the best one, but he played a real tough game in the last game. We need him for the next game, and we need a special left foot in left, the right foot, the right being wider, to make these crosses. And he had more people close to Julian, and that helped us to be more effective in the final third.
Meanwhile, Celtic finished their Champions League campaign winless after suffering a 5-1 defeat to holders Real Madrid.
Has anyone seen Postecoglou? Has anyone seen Rod Stewart? Alan Brazil? Has anyone seen Scottish football in Europe?
Disgrace.
And as you heard in the last episode, Tottenham Hotspurs, as also our dealers used to say, went through to the Champions League last 16 as Group D winners on a dramatic evening in France. In a moment, we'll hear from Gabby Agbonlahor, two former Spurs players in Gus Poyet and Clive Allen. But we begin with another Spurs player, Danny Murphy, who believes this could be a turning point for Antonio Conte at the club.
Højbjerg! Spurs are through! Højbjerg fires it brilliantly into the net, past the keeper, Paulo Lopez, and Spurs are heading for the knockout stages.
Do you know what? There's moments sometimes in a manager's career at a certain club that define what happens next. You think back all those years ago when
Mark Robbins,
FA Cup, yeah, Man United, Fergie, they were singing for him out, weren't they? And they got through and ended up winning the cup. Steven Gerrard's half volley late in the game against Olympiacos, a poor season, Rafa's first season, ended up keeping him in the Champions League and going on to win it. That gave him the platform to then make Liverpool competitive. And maybe Conte's just had a moment. Maybe that's the moment. If they'd have gone out last night, I'd have feared for him because the fans would have turned.
There's been a lot of talk about the way Spurs have gone about getting results, but it is Conte's way. Seem to just wait a little in games before they go on the front foot, press higher up the field and then start to create chances. They've got a method in which they go about winning games, and they've done it again last night.
First half, Laura. I thought Spurs were playing Real Madrid. You know, it was like they were playing the best ever Real Madrid team. The way they parked that double-decker bus in the first half was nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, you look at that Marseille team. These are Premier League flops, and you're going into the game parking the biggest bus you'll ever see for the first half. And this wasn't even defensive, it was ultra defensive. Harry Kane was probably halfway through his own half, you know, defending. You can play defensive tactics and try and play in a counter-attack, but you've got to leave one player forward. You know, they didn't have anyone forward.
Let's wait, please. Let's give the coach a chance to prove himself winning a title. Let's not be that critical now, especially when, like you said, third in the league, top of the group in the Champions League.
Marseille are fifth in the Farmers League, and you park that bus, honestly. And Spurs have conceded nine goals in the last 12 games. They've conceded first, and they won't keep getting away with it because they're parking the bus, Ali Laura, but they're still conceding shots.
Now, there was sad news in the world of football yesterday when it was confirmed that the Hereford United club legend, Ronnie Radford, has died at the age of 79. John Motson was, of course, the commentator for Radford's famous FA Cup goal against Newcastle at Edgar Street in 1972. Motson said it was one of the most iconic FA Cup moments of all time.
Radford again. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! Radford the scorer. Ronnie Radford. And the crowd. The crowd are invading the pitch. And now it will take some time to clear the field. What a tremendous shot by Radford.
John Tudor, who was playing for Newcastle, had just gone down injured, and the ball was bobbling about in the centre of the field and came sort of to Ronnie on the volley, and he didn't hesitate. He just struck it, and it comes out every time the FA Cup programmes come out. It's used, isn't it? He hadn't had a particularly distinguished career before that. He was in the Newport side, beaten 6-1 in the FA Cup by Barnet a couple of years earlier. And believe it or not, Ricky George, the goal scorer of Hereford's winner in the Ronnie Radford match, scored a hat-trick against Ronnie's team in that game for Barnet. So he kind of just played around at the very respectable non-league level, but he certainly wasn't the household name that he became with one split second, no.
And here's the Man United manager, Erik ten Hag, ahead of the clash with Real Sociedad in the Europa League tonight on TalkSport 2. And it's a 5:45 kickoff, don't you know?
Yeah, first of all, if you were to talk about his feelings, you have to ask him and not me. He is really professional. He's in the group. He's an important part of this group. He's a leader type, and as you know, in Spain, he's really a threat for every defense. You always have to keep an eye on him, because he, every gap he will use.
Now, time to hear from the former Crystal Palace midfielder, Mile Jednak, discussing his former teammate, Wilfried Zaha. Or Zaha, no one really knows.
It's Crystal Palace who lead by 3-1 away at Old Trafford. And Zaha, the former Manchester United player, is at the double.
He's Palace through and through. That's not taking away from Wilfried's ambition or anything like that. That's just, I know how much he cares about the football club. I remember him as a young, I think he was a 19-year-old when he first came on. We first training session with him, he put one through my legs. I didn't let him go past, and I just thought, okay, this is what I've got to expect now. But just enthusiastic, and you know, someone that you knew on a match day would just do everything he possibly could to go and win the game for you. And you needed to nurture that, you needed to encourage that, you needed to, I wouldn't say treat it differently, but understand that. And we had enough people in our changing rooms and people that had worked with him at the time. Obviously, you mentioned Dougie mm-hmm. there, who knew Wilfried through and through, that helped nurture that all the way through. Does that mean he can't go and do it somewhere else? Absolutely, he could. I guess it would be one that everyone will be monitoring.
Now, here's Darren Bent, the former England striker, recalling the time his manager at Charlton, Alan Kirbishley, pulled him off at half-time in front of over 30,000 people to make sure he was fit for the 2006 World Cup. And there's more, only to find out he wasn't selected anyway. So Alan Kirbishley didn't need to pull him off at half-time.
Last game of the season, we played at Old Trafford. I'm at Charlton. And this kind of, am I going to go, am I not going to go? And Alan Kirbishley took me off at half-time. And I thought, what? Why has he done that? But he explained to me afterwards, he said, I've taken you off because I feel, certainly with the season that I'd had, that I'd be going to that 2006 World Cup. So he was like, I've taken you off as a precaution, give you the best possible opportunity to go. I was like, okay, cool. So I kind of understood.
All right.
Obviously, I didn't go.
Can I ask, so what team are you at, Charlton?
Charlton, yeah.
Right. Did that game mean anything to your season?
Not really.
You weren't going to qualify for Europe. You weren't going to go down.
It was just like mid-table game.
Okay, all right.
But it just
I can understand. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't go, you go, I wish I had played that last 45. But as a player, you don't really want to rest up because I know you're talking about injuries and it could be the biggest moment of players' careers. But once players cross that white line, that doesn't even come into it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Darren Bent, and a little bit of start, bench or sell.
Dan, your one is awful.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
When we say awful, we mean brilliant. Go on, what's your one, Dan?
Modric, Iniesta and Xavi.
Oh!
Wow.
Listen, you can listen I'm starting Iniesta because I think he's my favourite out of the three.
Iniesta. Really?
I think so, yeah. But no, I love Modric.
My starter would be Xavi.
See, I'd start Modric. I don't feel that's the right answer.
I think I'm starting in Iniesta, benching Modric, selling Xavi.
You're selling Xavi? Oh. Great reaction. Dan, what are you doing?
I'm starting Xavi.
Yeah.
Benching Iniesta and selling Modric.
Right, I've got one for
Modric,
you, right?
Ballon d'Or winner. I've got selling one. Him.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Benty. A reminder at 5:45, it's the big one. Real Sociedad against Manchester United in the Europa League on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, we'll be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.